I look up immediately when I hear the sirens coming up Main Street. It's finally time for Mardi Gras. The parade's going to begin. I got up early this morning. My sister and brother, we put our lawn chairs in front of my dad's bank before heading to school. During class, I would daydream about the afternoon scene, candy, shiny, colorful coins dancing through the air from the parade floats. When the last bell rang, I didn't even go home to change out of my uniform. I headed straight to my wooden slatted folding chair, and I sat down and I waited for this very moment. As common as parades are in southern Louisiana, I know someone was walking down in this parade. Me and my second grade hopes will be ready for this family connection to pay off. My grandfather will be in the group of men dressed in the traditional Cajun culture Mardi Gras clown-like garb. The tassels from his high cone-shaped hat and the huge gold beads around his neck almost make him unrecognizable in a group of 35 or so men in similar outfits. But I strain my eyes hard to make sure it's him before I yell, "Papa, Papa, I'm here." He doesn't see me at first, but he is looking as he gets closer, and I continue to scream, but this time in French, "Laissez le bon temps rouler, papa." It's our secret code to speak in French when we're in public. He is reaching into his pockets. His fingers emerge slowly and painfully stretched over a handful of beads and doubloons, and I see that he sees me. He steps outside of the parade form, and he leans down, filling my bag with these treasures, and then he does what I will wait almost full parades to acquire. He takes off a brilliant, massively prized Mardi Gras bead from his neck and he places it around mine. The elaborate, shining purple, green, and gold beads that make up this necklace are exquisite to my 8-year-old eyes. I can hear him yell over the crowd before he turns back into the parade line, "Happy Mardi Gras, Cree! Laissez le bon temps rouler, cha." I look down at the small mountain of booties in my hand. I don't even try for the beads or the candy flying in the air from the floats around me. I've gotten all I could have hoped for. Growing up in a Catholic Cajun culture, I was always taught when you fear what's ahead, you celebrate harder. In this poor rural town, my childhood was filled with parades and celebrations. We celebrated everything, feast days, holidays, going to the grocery store, a good grade, a great alligator or squirrel hunt. We also go to Mass for these things. We go in because in my upbringing, God is invited to every event and you go and thank God for every event. It did not seem foreign to me that massive celebrations were expected to be had on the day before and the day after Lent began and ended. Mardi Gras is an act of debauchery for many, but for me it translated more like stocking up for a shut-in, such as taking a deep breath before you dive underwater and you swim as far as you can in that one breath. This was Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, the day one should breathe in all the goodness so that it could be savored and rationed to make it through the days of Lent and of all we had to give up. How do you take on the day before a deep dive into penance? I think this can be an invitation to bring intention to your season that is tilting towards the sun, moving away from wintering. I pray that you can mark this season of Lent well, and may it begin with a day of excess and celebration. Happy Mardi Gras.